Yeah. What a great way to end that rock block.
Good tune.
Yes. There was your 4 at 4 with the Foo Fighters. Wow, say that again. 4 at 4 with the Foo Fighters. Of course, I started out with times like these. This Is a Call, My Hero, and Summer's End. I think kind of fitting since we're coming to the end of the summer.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't want to come to the end of the summer. Isn't it like midsummer?
Am I wrong? No, mid. We're mid, yeah.
Is it mid?
Right in the middle, yeah.
And for me, because like college summer starts in May, but I would say overall mid.
It starts a little earlier for you.
Yeah.
Right, so it's still cold when you start it, pretty much. Yeah, so anyways, there was your rock block, which is my favorite group. Not ever, Led Zeppelin, but for the most part, yes, my favorite group. Do you want to say something, Lauren?
Yeah, you got a story for us today?
Yes,
yeah,
so we'll get to some silly news, since we have some today. It's 88 degrees still here in Medford, Boston, so it's pretty nice out, actually. It's the sun just came beaming out again. So, but I'll get back before the end of the program with this week's weather, and unfortunately it doesn't look that promising. Yes, I know. So we'll get some silly news, which we like to do because we don't do serious news on this program, because you can turn on any radio station other than this or the TV at any point in time of the day and get depressing news. So we don't do that. We want to make you smile for the short time that you are listening in anyways. So we're going to do some silly news. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you got there?
Well, here's a place that both of us can relate to. I don't know, maybe Miss Rachel over there can relate to. Planet Fitness. Good gym. Well, it's not really a gym. I guess it is a gym. Health club, fitness center, what have you. Anyways, a Haverhill man. So this was yesterday morning, who stripped naked, did yoga poses in a crowded Planet Fitness over the weekend. Oh, I'm sorry, over the weekend. So, could you imagine that happening if one of us were in there when this was going on?
Well, if it was me, I would have ran over and I would have started throwing dollar bills. But yeah, that's me.
Well, how do you know what he looked like either?
Doesn't matter.
So, Eric Stagno, 34, was arrested at the Planet Fitness in Plaistow shortly after 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, according to police. So, he was doing yoga naked, and he says the gym's philosophy is judgment free. So that was his reasoning for trying to get away with it. It is their philosophy, mm-hmm. judgment free.
Yeah, but it's not.
So he was doing naked
free
naked yoga in
And what was he trying to prove? Like, what was?
I don't know, but
what
I hear
point?
he really nailed that downward moose knuckle.
Oh, downward dog?
No, he was naked, so he was doing this downward moose knuckle.
Moose knuckle. What are you saying?
Nothing. I'm just being fresh.
Gets arrested.
So he's arrested, but he's out. His mother said he's been doing the past couple of years. He's living with his mom at 34, and he's been smoking pot. It's medicinal, but he's been from the time he wakes up till the time he goes to bed, that's all he does. And apparently, that's not all he does, because he does yoga. That's just a little sound effect.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, so
wow.
So that's what's going on
in quite the sight.
At Planet Fitness and Plaistow. Yes. Sunday started one of my favorite weeks of the year. Shark Week. I love Shark Week.
Okay.
Do you guys like Shark Week?
Well, I no longer have cable, but I remember watching it.
You don't have cable?
No.
Wait a minute. So you play old music and you don't have cable?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
You
really
are old school.
Yeah. I live in a summer rental.
So. Summer rental?
Yeah.
You ever see that movie with John Candy?
I did, yes.
No.
Great movie. Great movie. But, summer rental. And it doesn't have cable?
No.
So you have no TV?
No. I have,
you have your computer.
My friend's Netflix account, my other friend's HBO
account. Oh, so you do
account.
Have TV,
yeah,
but you just watch movies
yet.
All day? Or
not like like the actual
station. So you don't get to watch the local news?
No.
That's kind of good, I guess. Kind of good, but kind of bad. But, you know, because you don't want to hear the same old, you know, nonsense and just, you know, depression and killings and like that. Well, no, you actually kind of want to. That's kind of a bright light of the news that we bring you. We do the silly stuff. But Shark Week, yes. So you're missing Shark Week. I'm sorry to hear. Are you afraid of sharks?
No, I really don't like fish, but I don't have a problem with sharks.
You really don't like fish. You don't like tuna fish?
Any of them. I don't know. Just since I was a kid.
No, I meant for lunch.
Oh, like, no. Like, well, I'm a vegetarian, fish, yeah. So.
You're a vegetarian.
Yeah, I don't eat fish either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. That explains a lot. No, I'm just kidding. So, no, because sharks, you know, they don't eat vegetarians.
Oh, but do butch.
No, that wasn't. No, they don't eat clowns either because they taste funny.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Wow.
No, that. All right, enough of that nonsense.
Look at Rachel. She's horrified.
So, anyways, so I bring this up because I love Shark Week, but it seems that. More people are killed by crazier things per year, more than shark attacks.
Cows kill more people than sharks.
Look at that! She just started us
ooh,
off.
What the
cows?
Fact. Ooh.
Is that a fact?
That's yeah, I don't know the actual number, but it is a fact.
Okay, well I do have some numbers that you might find intriguing. So cows, we'll start off with cows. I don't know how unless you go on cow tip and they reverse the effect and fall
well,
on you.
They're huge and like
hoofs,
sure. It's like horse.
But they're not fast.
Yeah,
like
that's
bulls.
True. They're not going
to
chase you.
If you get caught by a cow, you better hit the gym. Planet Fitness.
Oh, unbelievable. That's...
What? That's funny.
I know. I'm just picturing myself there working out, looking over and seeing.
I bet that young man could run from a cow.
Yeah.
Well, the cow would run from him, one or the other.
I know.
All right. So, anyways, obesity, which it's kind of common. You would imagine that 30,000 people a year. That's bad. That's why she's a vegetarian. Right.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how long have you been a vegetarian?
A year.
A year.
Not that long. But I also, like, didn't eat that much meat before that.
What was your favorite
health conscious
to eat before that?
The only thing
cows?
That I... No, the only thing I
that's what you know about cows?
Miss is chicken nuggets.
What? Chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
From where?
Like, chicken tenders.
Chicken
like,
tenders?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean just, like, from a... Not, like Burger King.
No. Like the
because I got an in
like
at Burger
style.
King. I going through backwards. They gave me all the chicken. They give me all the chicken nuggets I want. Oh wow. Okay. So chicken. What about steak? A nice juicy steak.
No, I was never like big on red meat, especially because I was a very picky eater as a kid. Then I did end up eating it like a bit later on, but never was like the person is super into steak or anything.
So you don't eat animal crackers then either, do you?
I love animal crackers. I still support animal crackers.
All right. You knew that was coming eventually. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So, well, I you know, I give you a lot of credit. I couldn't do it, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I love me a nice, big, juicy steak. Yes.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I had that last night, actually. Thank you, Mom.
So, anyways, okay. Lightning. 10,000 people a year. Here's a sad one. Texting. Now is a statistic now. 6,000 people die from texting, driving and texting a year.
Wow,
yeah.
The numbers are going up.
You know, hippos kill more people than sharks a year.
I did know that.
It's true. It's
you
true.
You did know that, okay.
I did know that.
Yeah. 2,900. You know, I'm imagining these are average because how could they just nail the number every time?
Yeah.
The exact even number.
Right?
No.
Hippos
statistics.
Are dangerous. Though.
Airplanes, of course. About 1,200 people a year die on a plane.
Oh, boy.
Volcanoes. 845 people a year die from volcanoes. Who would have known?
I know.
Here's a very interesting one.
Oh,
you girls will enjoy this.
Oh, God.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
I really want to hear the number for that.
600 people
annually.
That's
more than I was expecting.
Yeah, a little bit more. Yeah. You know what that is, right, Laureen? Wow, she doesn't even know what that is. Well, we'll have to explain it after the show.
Apparently.
Wow. Well, maybe that's a good thing. No, you'd probably want to know, especially if you were getting with some dude. And, yeah, you'd want to know.
Hey. The look on my face again, Paul.
Okay, if anybody knows Laureen and maybe could explain it to her, you know, hit her up on text or put it on her Facebook, right?
It's
in
no
bold.
Surprise to them. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Shopping on Black Friday.
What about it?
550 people killed a year from shopping.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's what it says.
From what?
From
hit
shopping.
By a shopping cart? Like,
you see these people on Black Friday?
Yeah.
How
you
mean like
fight?
Getting trampled? Hey, how's
yes.
it going?
Here we go.
Hey.
They fight and, yeah, they killed, trampled, probably.
Pushed
yeah,
into, would, yeah, knocked be, over and stampled, yeah. trampled on and, oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Falling out of bed, something that easy. 450 people per year killed falling out of bed.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. Bathtubs, 340 people yeah, died.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Taking a bath, so stay away from the baths.
I can see
take
that.
A shower. Take which I'm sure that would probably be even higher.
Right.
Deer.
Yes.
Deer from
I can
simple,
see that. Yep.
You know, Bambi. Kills 130 people a year. Damn Bambi. Icicles, that makes sense. About 100 people a year from icicles.
Oh, wow.
Off of your summer rental home. You better watch out.
Lots of icicles.
Stabbed by one of those.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Ooh, gross.
70 children annually.
No.
I would imagine from choking. Tornadoes, 60. I'm surprised that's so low. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big, huge fan of The Wizard of Oz. Probably my favorite movie of all time. Mm-hmm. And there are a few reasons for that. Probably it would take me the rest of the show to get into it. But remember when you played Time by Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Did you ever hear, if you play Dark Side of the Moon, and coincide it with the second roar of the MGM Tiger, and you play The Wizard of Oz with no volume, and you play Dark Side of the Moon. Now, it takes two times over, but it matches up perfectly to The Wizard of Oz. Your mind will be blown.
Wow, I did not know that.
I am not even kidding. And I used to hold, I'll get into it as fast as I can. I used to hold a party at my house every year where I would do this for me and my friends. Of course, we would all get, you know, a little buzz going, you know. But I would print out these pamphlets, you know, like four or five pages. And as the movie goes on, you would read it and then look for the coincidences in the movie.
Wow.
But the dancing with all the characters, the dancing goes like impeccably to the way the music is played by Dark Side of the Moon. Mm-hmm. Everything, even the words when Dorothy falls off the fence and stuff, it's amazing.
Genius.
They're saying they did it on purpose, that Pink Floyd wrote that album to The Wizard of Oz and then timed it perfect. It's I've been doing that for years, but I'm glad that I brought it to you to your attention.
Yeah.
Look it up. What is it? The Dark Side of Oz or something? Mm-hmm. There's tons of websites that you can go on, The Other Side of Oz, whatever it is, and they will give you the coincidences. You can print them out, and they'll tell you exactly how to do it, even though I just told you. It's the second, if you turn on The Wizard of Oz, no sound, the second roar of the MGM Tiger when it starts, you start Dark Side of the Moon, and boom. And
wow.
Turn the lights off and just have your mind blown, I'm telling you.
Oh, I get to experience.
See how
that.
I got off complete
because right.
of this tornado. But, and we're talking about what things kill more
that's
people
all right.
than shark
that's
attacks.
Cool, though.
But yeah. So anyways, so I'll finish it up. Jellyfish, 40 people. Dogs kill 30 people annually. Ants, also 30. High school football, I don't know why that's it, kills 20 people annually.
Head injuries.
Vending machines kill 13 people annually. I guess if you don't get your Twix. Or,
that's what I'm thinking.
Or
I can
they
see,
fall on
yeah,
you.
I think
if you give it a push and it comes back and falls on you. And roller coasters kill 6 people annually, which I just did a ton of them, which I don't care. I'll be a statistic for that.
Right.
So, and it comes down to sharks. Only kill 5 people annually. So, swim with the sharks. I take from that little bit of silly news.
Huh.
And while I took up a bunch of time talking by Pink Floyd and The Wizard of Oz, but it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And the coincidences there, if you read them, obviously I can't go through them. It's page after page. And it honestly does
it
match up.
It blows your mind, yeah.
It does. It blew my mind when I first did it. I was very skeptical. I'm like, nah, no way. I did it by myself. And then I was like, wow. So I used to have an event at my house every year and have friends over, and they just loved it. I did too.
I'm going to have to experience that with my brother. I'm going to sit with him and watch it and do it.
Without a doubt.
He'll appreciate that.
Without a doubt. So anyways, I just blew a ton of time on the... on Silly News, and I have a couple more stories, but I'm just going to push them aside and wait till maybe a later date. I was going to ask you guys about how I had a top 10 list of scariest movie villains, which is cool. That's not something that's up-to-date news. And about the fact that I had just bought the Brady Bunch house.
Say what?
Yeah, I bought the Brady Bunch house. It's up for sale. It's been up for sale. Yeah, the facade. It's the facade. But if you go in, it's not that long staircase is not there. It's like 1.9 million. What's that?
The set and then outside.
The outside looks exactly like it. It's the house they used, but the inside is not.
It's not the same.
No, so that's one of the houses. I was going to ask you what your favorite shows were.
Look how wonderful Marcia did that.
Oh.
Marcia.
Yeah.
But anyways, so. There's so many famous houses from movies, from TV shows, that they've been selling, apparently.
I like the one on Bewitched myself. I like
Bewitched.
That house.
That was a good house.
Yep,
definitely
like
a good house.
Yep.
Rach, what about you? Anything come to mind?
For houses on TV?
Mm. Yeah.
No, I like can probably picture a few, but I don't think there's any that stand out as like, oh, that's a nice house.
This show might be before your time, but that Too Close for Comfort house, it was like a three-decker, but they were all three-deckers. It almost looks like they were from San Francisco, the way they were built.
Ooh.
But that house is up for sale, or was up for sale. You know what house I would love?
Which one?
The Munsters house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah, the Munsters house. Yeah.
That's the best.
With spot underneath the stairs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It'd be cool.
Yep. Oh, anyways, that's great. Yeah.
All right, so we...
I like that one.
I'm hoping we didn't bore too many people with our... But anyways, if anybody was actually listening to me, check out the Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. I'm telling you, it's mind-blowing. Anyways, I'm going to get back to some music before we lose everybody. And also, we'll be back with some weather. And we're going to... You're waving me off. Also, to stay in rock history, okay? And, this next song will go out to our new listener, Kevbo, who's listening in. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Be right back.
Yeah.
Well, is everybody asleep now?
Mm-hmm. Very
I didn't
relaxed.
Mean to do that. All the talk about Dark Side of the Moon and The Wizard of Oz.
No, that was good.
Made me play that. And that's one of those Wicked Mellow songs. And as you're watching it, The Great Gig in the Sky is that song. And as you're watching it, the it's like the movie slows down perfectly in perfect sync with that. And when the songs are picked up, you know, like Time or you know, Money, they pick up. The song Money is one of those. Oh. It's amazing when it picks up. Doom, doom, yeah. Doom, they are when they're going down the path of the yellow brick road.
Right.
They are all in sync to the song. It is so. Yeah, it's awesome.
What
it's
the awesome. Heck? Wow, this is great.
Yeah.
I can't wait now.
Well, we could do a whole show on it. But anyways, I didn't want to put anybody to sleep, so maybe this will wake you up.
Uh-oh.
And we'll be back. Def Leppard, and you're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, Medford. Your station for all your Wizard of Oz, Dark Side of the Moon information. that woke you up a little bit. Mm. Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 4:42 in the afternoon. And what was that noise? Anyways, it's whale mating season around here. You have to giddy up. Anyways, we're going to do this day in rock history. Mm-hmm. And our special guest, Miss Rachel, is going to do it for us. So take it away.
Yeah, so in 1978, the film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club, Hearts Club Band. Opened in America, and it did not do well.
Huh.
It was
America.
Yeah, critics looked upon it really poorly, and right. It was considered like a pretty big Hollywood flop, despite having a lot of really famous appearances in it.
Yes,
like
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Was there.
The Who.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And going back a little bit farther in time, in 1967, Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow LP was certified gold.
I love Jefferson
me
Airplane.
Too.
Yeah,
me
yeah.
too.
I do.
Ooh. Back even farther, but close location-wise, Paul Geary, co-founder and drummer of Extreme, was born in Medford, Massachusetts, where we currently are.
Yes. Wow, I used to go see them back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You too, Paulie?
Yes. I went to school with Gary Sharon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yes. So, So I know him very well, actually.
Wow, that brings me back memories.
Yes. So is that it, honey?
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
Of course.
And that was back in the day.
Back
on
in
this,
the day.
On this day, July 24th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But that was long before that.
Mm.
And anyways, so 4:44, time is coming to an end.
That sad stinks. Face.
Yeah. So I seen something on the news yesterday. Paul McCartney was on Abbey Road, and he was walking across it, and just to see people's... reaction, and guess what? People were just beeping at him, driving by him, not even kidding. They have no idea it was Paul McCartney. So,
no way.
Yeah, so with that kind of reminded me when she brought up Sgt. Pepper's.
People are just beeping?
Yeah, beeping to get out of the way.
Get out
he was on
of
that
way.
That famous crosswalk on Abbey Road, so, but no one noticed him. It was
wow.
funny. So with that being said,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a little Paul McCartney.
Yay.
And we'll be right back with our goodbyes, kids. Hate to say it, but... it's that time.
It is.
Enjoy. We'll be right back.
These four walls,
All right, little band on the run. That was Paul McCartney and Wings, I believe. Wings was with him when he did that song. Anyways, kids, 4:50 in the afternoon. This time stinks when we say goodbyes, but I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the weather coming up this week. So it's 88 degrees right now in Medford, and tomorrow, clouds and sun with tropical humidity still with us. Scattered showers likely. So scattered showers tomorrow, highs of 83. Thursday as well, mainly cloudy with scattered showers. Downpours more likely before 2, then after. Okay, muggy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Thursday. Then Friday, still warm and humid with a mix of clouds and sun. An isolated shower possible. So back to the rain on Saturday. Wonderful. Lots of clouds with scattered showers likely. Highs in the low 80s. Muggy. And then Sunday, which will be my pick of the week, is much less humid. A mix of clouds and sun. Highs in the low 80s. So you want to get some grilling done. Sunday, my fun day.
That's the day to do it.
Day to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, would you girls, this is where we say our goodbyes, but I'll still play us out with some music. And why don't we start with Miss Rachel?
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. Your guys' show is great. I had a wonderful time with some people with similar music taste.
Yes. Great. Thank you. Law?
Yeah, same here. I had a great time. Thank you for joining us, and mm-hmm. thank you for letting us be on your show as well. I had a lot of fun. I'm really excited about the new listeners. The list is getting longer and longer. What was that?
That's a song I'm playing for you guys.
Oh, okay.
Right after. Sorry.
Surprise. So, like I said, thank you, everybody, for listening.
And I also would like to thank Rachel for having us on her program, which was very good. It was very nice. I don't know if she knew what to expect from me, myself especially.
She'll recover.
Yes, I'm sure. And I'm glad you joined us. That was, this was, a success. It was very, very, very much fun. And I hope our listeners also enjoyed the extra hour and to your listeners, the extra 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it again soon. And we're going to, I always say we're going to take a 166-hour break, but unfortunately, all three of us we will not be able to make next week.
We'll see.
So, as I always say, we're going to take a 166-hour break, but that is not the case. We're going to take a 332-hour break for the Giddy Up and 331 for Rachel, unless she'll be back next week. Then she's going to take a 164-hour break. So
I'll be in Belize.
Yes.
Ooh, whatever
Belize.
The heck. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Anyway, so stay Boston strong, kids. Always be a rock and never roll. And, thank you all for listening. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing this. So we will see you next week. And thanks, everyone. By the way, this is the song that I you thought was a poem. Anyways.
Oh.
A little rush to take us out.
Oh, okay.
See you guys in 2 weeks. I was gonna see you guys next week.
Turn my back to the wind to catch my breath before I start off again. Living on without a moment to spend to pass the evening with a drink and a friend. I let my skin get too thin. I'd like to we'll be right back. Since then.